In the parking lot of Miami Township's Carriage House Farm, business partners Richard Stewart, a farmer, and Justin Dean, a chef, are having a taste test on the back of their pickup truck.
Wow, it's mellowed out a lot, just over a few weeks. And the colors, I mean, darkened up quite a bit.
Glass jugs, plastic cups, and a medicine dropper line the tailgate. We are sampling the artisan vinegar they made from the waste of local breweries.
I can taste the apple. Sure. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's got that apple characteristic to it.
Yeah.
The sweetness comes from the grains.
These aren't your average vinegars. Some are drinkable and others used for cooking. For starters, Stewart and Dean, who formed Madhouse Vinegar, are doing small batches.
So we've got three here. One's blackberry, spice bushberry, and anise hyssop. And then the one with the mountain mint, like I just said. And then one of the other ones says strawberry shrubs, and I have no idea what's in that one. I can't remember.
Mad Tree Brewing and Listerman's Brewing provide Madhouse Vinegar with the leftover wort, or the liquid extracted from the mashing process during the brewing of beer. Stewart and others add the fruit and shrubs.
Here we have 300 grapevines where we're going to be producing wine, and then we'll be fermenting that in a two-stage process and creating a red wine vinegar, a white wine vinegar. We've got pears, Asian pears. We'll be doing an Asian pear vinegar too. All small batches. And the beauty of the malt vinegar is that you get such a wide range of flavors.
With locally grown ingredients, Stewart and Dean call it the terroir of the Ohio River Valley. Terroir is defined as the complete natural environment in which a particular wine is produced, including factors like soil, topography, and climate. Their drinkable vinegars include lemon balm and holy basil. A few years ago, they contacted Madhouse Brewing to collect spent grain for hog feed and compost. Jarrett Diamond is the director of the Green Brewing Project, a national nonprofit helping brewers achieve sustainable goals.
It used to be that just sending your spent grain from the brewery to the local farmer to give to their cattle was enough to consider to be a sustainable operation. But breweries are really taking much bigger steps now.
On top of that, Diamond says they are installing solar panels on the roof and working with utility companies to buy renewable generated electricity.
Some of the larger breweries are also pre-treating their own wastewater and in some cases actually generating biogas, which is a byproduct of that treatment process that can be used itself as a renewable energy source.
Others are using more efficient cleaning technologies to clean the inside of the tanks known as clean in place.
Some of the most exciting technologies include heat recapture from the brew from boilers and the brew kettles and even their chillers, more efficient and smarter uses of their refrigeration technology, like refrigeration controls. And some breweries are actually using geothermal or geoexchange to help reduce their electricity usage for cooling their storage unit.
WBUR reports the Sierra Nevada Brewing Company in Chico, California has built a CO2 recovery system to capture the gas created during fermentation and recycle it back into operations. SAB Miller, based in London, is experimenting with cassava root to possibly replace barley malt. The Alaskan Brewing Company is turning spent grain into an energy source. Apparently, the world's first grain-burning furnace cut fuel oil consumption there by up to 70%. The vinegar isn't high-tech, but it is sustainable, and Madhouse is attracting the attention of local chefs.
But like Richard said, the flavor profiles are amazing because you're going from, an extremely high grain bill with a lot of different grains and real heavy malts and dark roasts for like a stout beer, and then you go down to something like Mad Tree's Lift or their Kolsch, something extremely light, low alcohol content.
Justin and Richard see one problem, however. As breweries become even more sustainable, there could be less waste to make their vinegar down the road. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.